Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 273 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recognizing what we are, and from this place of oneness, we allow the quote to speak to us. The process I'm going to use is to sink first deeply into the heart, to quiet the mind and leave the wanting to intellectualize the quote, and instead look at the quote by feeling into it from the heart. So we'll start with a few minutes of meditation, and then we will look at the quote. So close your eyes and sink into a comfortable position, letting your body relax, mind relax. For the next few minutes, there's nothing to do and nowhere to go, nothing to fix. We use this time as a practice to remember who we are, a gift to our true self. We take a few deep breaths, allowing ourselves to focus on the breath, bringing us into the present moment. Noticing where is my attention right now in this moment. Right now, in this moment, what am I experiencing? What are the body sensations? Noticing the sensations, being aware that you're being aware that you are aware of them. They're not you. You're simply aware of them. Allowing them to be there just as they are, not wanting to fix them or change them. Just allow them to be there. They're over there and you're here. And move your attention to your thoughts. What thoughts are coming into your awareness? not following the thoughts or changing the thoughts or repelling the thoughts, simply being aware of being aware that there are thoughts. Being aware that the thoughts are not you, they're simply in awareness. Allow them all to be there just as they are. They're over there, you're over here. And what emotions or mood are in awareness? Again, not wanting to change them or fix them, simply noticing what is in awareness. Being aware that you're aware of them. They aren't you. You're simply aware of them. And let them just be there, just as they are. They're over there, you're over here. Who's experiencing all that? Who's thinking? And who's aware of all that? I am. I am. What is I? Where does I arise from? Feeling and following I inward. The I is before the body, before the mind, before the emotions. The I is the awareness of all that. Sitting here in the truth of what we are, before body, before mind, eternal, infinite awareness. Being aware of simply being. If the mind strays away, simply return back to the awareness of being aware of the present moment. Notice you are aware of being aware of the thoughts. Who's thinking? Who's aware of being aware of thinking? Return back to your natural state, being before the body, before the mind, before the thoughts. The eternal, infinite, love, awareness, bliss, feeling into your natural state. Thank you. feeling into the quote from this place of before the body, before the mind, before the emotions. Feeling into the quote from the eternal, infinite awareness. Not using the mind to conceptualize, but feeling into it from sinking deeply into the I. The place of tranquility, bliss, silence, peace. Separation is an illusion. Whenever you slip into a state of separation, know you have only slipped into illusion. Illusion is nothing. Since illusion is nothing, slipping into illusion is slipping into nothing. This means a change has not occurred. Oneness is, and you are perfectly a part of it. Given from our Holy Spirit. Separation is an illusion. Whenever you slip into a state of separation, know you have only slipped into illusion. Illusion is nothing. Since illusion is nothing, slipping into illusion is slipping into nothing. This means a change has not occurred. Oneness is, and you are perfectly a part of it. Separation is an illusion. Whenever you slip into a state of separation, know you have only slipped into illusion. Illusion is nothing. Since illusion is nothing, slipping into illusion is slipping into nothing. This means a change has not occurred. Oneness is, and you are perfectly a part of it. Thank you. Separation is an illusion. Whenever you slip into a state of separation, know you have only slipped into illusion. Illusion is nothing. Since illusion is nothing, slipping into illusion is slipping into nothing. This means a change has not occurred. Oneness is, and you are perfectly a part of it. Thank you for joining for quote 273 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.